This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, the necessity of being good to parents. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the necessity of being good to the parents in the Islamic lifestyle. When we look at the verses of the Quran, obviously we have seen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that قَضَى رَبُّكَ, Allah has made this decree in your life that you worship Him and you need to be good with the parents. So it is necessary to be good with the parents. Now, there is a connection obviously between the worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on the other hand being good to the parents. And on top of that, we can see also a relation between the results that we have. For example, if someone who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will get rewards from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah become happy. So in the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will be rewarded the paradise or the deeds that he have. So the rewards which he gets is basically because of the happiness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we must serve our life in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But sometimes if we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and if we perform mistakes, then obviously there are consequences. If someone who is not worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he's performing sins, maybe he does not believe in Allah and he does not pay attention to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there are consequences that he has to face. Then there are punishments that are waiting for him on the day of judgment. And Allah is waiting and Allah will put him accountable for the deeds that he has performed in his life. Therefore, we must obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way it is been said to obey him, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the necessity of being good to the parents, and we said there is a relation between the worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and obviously serving the parents and respecting the parents or being good to the parents. We said in order to have success in hereafter or in the next life, we must worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we must make Him happy. Now, the parents about whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, obviously, they are your Rabb, they are the nurtured, they have brought you up, and they are looking after you, you must respect them. And this is what Allah said right after the orders where He talks about His worshipping. And why is it so? It is because we need to make them happy. If our parents are happy, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy. And these are the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We can see that there are some kids, there are some children who respect their parents and they do good to their parents and their parents are happy. When their parents are happy, even if sometimes they perform a mistake in their life, Allah will forgive them. Even the parents do also forgive their kids when they perform a mistake, when they do a mistake. So the main point is we need to keep them happy. On the other hand, if there are children who do not pay any attention to their parents, then even if they do mistake, the parents will not become happy or they will not help that person. And Allah will also ignore the person who ignores his parents. A person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, قَالَ رَجُلًا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ مَا حَقُّ الْوَالِدَيْنِ عَلَىٰ وَلَدِهَا, what is the right of children upon their parents? قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ, the Prophet said, هُمَا جَنَّتُكَ وَنَارُكَ, they are your heaven and the hell. So basically the parents are the means and criteria or the scale of having a paradise or the hellfire. If we respected our parents, if we did good to our parents, if we were good with our parents, then obviously there is a paradise waiting for us. And if we ignored our parents, then obviously, unfortunately, there will be a hellfire for not obeying the parents, for not being good to the parents. So we need to be very much careful in our life so that we are respecting and doing good to our parents, inshallah, and taking the care of their rights, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/EN Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.